The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I feel like God has blessed us. He said, okay, we win some battles, but the battle's not over. Don't take that armor off. I've got more for you to do, and it's all going to show His love through us as we go before the world and just show them an expression of God and what He wants to do with their lives.
James and Betty encourage believers to stay dressed up in God's armor. Next.
Well, we're so glad to get to share this time with you. I'm James, and this is Betty. And this is a special month, because every day that we get to talk to you is special. And I know you see a lot of things. You say, you know what, that's special. We get to help those people over there, those children, people that are overlooked, and Jesus referred to often as the least of these. And we get to see life come to those who thought they would never really see life. But you know what we're doing right now? We're having family time. Betty, we are, as of the month of February, married 62 years.
Yeah.
I know everybody says she doesn't look 62. She's 81. She is 81. I'm 81. And it's been the most amazing journey. You know, I want to tell you something that I say to Betty almost every day. I know I said it today. She'll walk in the room dressed for television tape and say, how do I look? And I say, you look beautiful, because you are beautiful. You always look beautiful. I tell her that every day, several times. Okay. When I was traveling and I was gone all the time, I may not have said it because I was gone, you know, 250 to 300 days a year. That was foolish. I neglected my family, trying to reach everybody's family for God, and everybody was encouraging me to do it, with Billy Graham being my greatest encourager, because he thought I was so effective, and he loved seeing people get saved. We did too. But I was gone way too much from you. And then when we began to have grandchildren, had 11, and now we have 32, counting great. We've got a couple more of those on the way. But I really spent a lot of time in the last years letting her know how beautiful she really is. And I tell her that because it's a fact. Betty gets up and fixes her hair if I'm not there. Betty goes in and makes the bed. I have teased that I got up one night to go to the bathroom, came back to bed with me. She just is on top of things, and I've never pressed her to do that. She just does it. God, I know God gave me a miracle girl, and I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but this guy needed a miracle girl. He needed God's miracles to take me out of 10 years of living in hell and being directed by the demonic influences of hell. And when I married an angel, it began to change my life. I want to say to you, and Betty suggested, why don't we just tell our viewers a little bit about what's going on at Life? You know, we've let those of you who are faithful and help us know that we had to make some technical advances and corrections in order to be able to maintain our television presence on the networks, because you had to have the upgrade in tech. Well, we went past everybody. I mean, we upgraded as you can get. And we will be at the place now, and we're about ready to be able to get back into our big studio. This is actually our dining room that we converted into a studio. I've got an amazing staff. But we've got three sets out here. One of them is the main Life Today set you see us on, and then others that we do other things on. And we can access all of it just beautifully with the most fabulous cameras on earth. And we're going to be able to speak the greatest message to everybody on earth, where they can hear it as clearly as it's possible to hear it, and the Holy Spirit carry it into their hearts, and it can totally change their lives. Well, Betty and I are going to spend all of our lives putting God's arms around the people He gave His Son to redeem. And only the church, the body of Christ, the family of God, the perfect Father, can put His loving arms around the broken, the defeated, the dying, those who are desperate, those who are deceived and defeated in every way. We're going to be able to do that. And that means we're going to do it together. Well, now you've seen some changes. And to be honest with you, I've had some challenges that I've had to go through some rehab, like a pinched nerve. And you know, I was going to have real serious back surgery. And the best surgeon in the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area said, you do me a favor, because this is a serious surgery. We got to clear a canal that the sciatic nerve goes through. And I don't make mistakes. I don't think I have, but you could. Would you just do me a favor? Would you do rehab in our rehab center for 4 months and let's see what happens? Betty, I did it. Didn't want to do it. It was continued going after it. It kept me busy, kept me occupied, but I did exactly what he asked. I felt led to. 3 months, I knew something was going on. 4 months, now listen to me. Now then, for several years, I've not had one pain in my back in almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. It was a miracle, wasn't it, Betty?
It was.
And it was a rehab miracle. I had a pinched nerve in my neck. I did rehab for that. That was going to require surgery if it didn't get healed. And I did rehab, but this took time. And you know, Betty, we began to ask our son and a young lady that kind of in some ways considered me a spiritual father of life, Tammy Trent. And we asked them if they would fill in some while I tried to focus on everything I needed to do, to be all that I needed to do everything God wants us to do as a ministry, to literally get his loving arms around the world. And Betty, would you agree that you have watched a physical miracle in my life?
Amen.
And you've been through some challenges, and you have been the greatest overcomer. Do you believe it's because many of these people pray for us consistently, just like we used to ask them to pray for our children?
I know that's the reason. It is. We would pray for you if we knew of your physical challenges or any challenge in your life. We do our best to keep you in our hearts and in our prayers. But you know, things like James mentioned, they could happen at any age, James. I know we're both older now, and we have to be more careful about how we walk. We don't fall, trip on something. We're not as active as we used to be. But you know, God has really taken good care of us. We are doing, I think, wonderfully for 81 years of age. And we feel like we're in the best season of our life. That God is just like a new beginning. God says, I want to use you all the way till you come to see me. And I like that. I like that. I don't think about retiring. I know you don't.
I never will.
You know, and so that's exciting to me to be able to know that God still has a journey for us. He still has a purpose for us, and that's to love on you and to love others and to take care of others and to enrich your lives through God's Word and through prayer. So thank you for coming along this journey with us.
Well, we want to help you become one of those vessels of honor that is a channel that is totally clear through which God flows His love, His life, His light, and it flows freely like a river. We really do believe that we were left here as family members of God's body in His church. We were left here to fulfill His dream, His desire, His kingdom purpose on His earth. Just remember this, we don't have any enemy to overcome in the next kingdom because the enemy is gone. So if we're going to be overcomers, and everything He was saying to the disciples and to every one of us up until the return of Christ and the next kingdom is here, we are to be overcomers. We're to be more than conquerors. We are to walk over the enemy like dust. This is why we're here. But you can't live in that kind of victory. You can't put on an armor to go to war if there's no enemy.
That's right.
And we are suited up
Amen.
In the armor of God, spiritual armor. And we can overcome the division that the enemy puts on us and the defeat. We can do that. And Betty, we are seeing right now miracle answers to prayer. We're seeing a dramatic change in our country. We're seeing some leadership that seems to be sensitive to what really matters to everybody that knows what matters and know that God is the one that establishes the principles and the foundational truth upon which we build our lives and our future, our families, our nations, our business, our sports teams. Everything has to be built on that principle for families to live on and live by. Betty, I have prayed for people that are highly visible, that you would think would never be changed. And I have wanted to sit and talk to them, and I am going to. I have, by the way, I spend most of my time talking to leaders and seeing leaders come together who never even liked each other, who would never come together, especially church leaders, even national leaders, business leaders. I've watched them come together and look like God's own children in His family, in His house. And they have affected people all over the world. And I'm watching them. I see some of these leaders now, and I said, God, it's kind of like they sort of came up through a little Bible study group or through a fellowship group or through just hearing comments from other leaders and us being together. That's what I do, and that's an answer to your prayers. And it is shaping the nation. It's reshaping the nation. We want God to raise up His church to look like Jesus. That's what He's coming back for, a bride adorned in His glory. And we want to see the family look like the Father. I've said this many times, but I just want to make sure you understand how committed I am to seeing it happen. Because that's not my dream, that's His dream. His dream has captured me. Would you agree that after being around me 62 years married and 66 years going together, do you see in me that God has so captured my heart and my dream and my desires by His? Do you see that?
Absolutely, James. And you know, we've been in ministry a long time. I've been there with you from the time that God called him into ministry. I saw a miracle take place right before my eyes as God came into your life, James, and He turned you completely around, and He gave him boldness that only could have come from Him. He was a shy, backward kid that wouldn't even get in front of a group at school or, speak or anything. And I saw the transformation, and boy, has it been a journey, James. God has just gone before us all the way. Yes, there's been some bumps in the road. There's been some big bumps at times in our life. But you know what? We've taken those challenges, and we said, God, mold us, make us, shape us as you want us to be. Make us stronger. Make us more loving. Make us more sensitive to your will and what you want for our lives. Make us stronger. And so I feel like we're at a time in our life. You mentioned the armor. I feel like we need to stay dressed up in God's armor, especially in times like this. I feel like God has blessed us. He said, okay, we win some battles, but the battle's not over. Don't take that armor off. I've got more for you to do, and it's all going to show His love through us as we go before the world and just show them an expression of God and what He wants to do with their lives.
And fulfill what Jesus said, confirmed who His sheep are. Mm-hmm. And that's those who notice the least of these. And boy, you talk about capturing our vision. When we went into the third world, this is filling up coliseums and stadiums all over America and setting attendance records everywhere. And after doing that for 30 years, God sent me to the third world. And I asked you to go with me after I had gone one time. And it was tough, and it was scary.
Well, it was really scary.
God took out all fear, and I marched into hell all over the world in the wars. And I saw where the poor lived. I saw how they lived. I saw the least of these. I saw the overlooked and downtrodden. And I began to put God's arms around them. And the missionaries moved me because they moved their whole family into the middle of hell to put their arms around the least of these. And I said, I'm going to stay here with you. And they said, please don't. Go back and get support so we can stay here. And I came back, Betty, not knowing if our viewers would help. We sold a lot of stuff because we actually didn't know if the people who watched us on television, heard us preaching, bringing some of the great Christian leaders, bringing great messages to them that helped them, but they saw us begin to notice the unnoticed, and we wanted to put God's arms around them. And you began to help us. I was stunned. And we've been doing that now for 40 years. And we have seen millions, millions, millions of bodies physically saved from disease and starvation and contaminated water and horrible conditions. We've seen them totally transformed. We've seen the love of God work miracles in the least of these. God's love flowing like a river, changing nations, changing direction. And you have made it happen. So from the bottom of our hearts, we want to thank you. For as the children of the perfect Father, putting his loving arms around those he gave his Son to redeem, the most overlooked, the most impoverished, the most hurt, and you have given them life, and we will not stop. We want you to know that you've been seeing our son, Randy. You know, Randy was an answer to prayer. We had a daughter, Rhonda. We wanted another baby. Betty had a condition that said, well, I won't have another baby. And we adopted Randy. And then God gave us a miracle baby named Robin 3 years after we adopted Randy. Randy, now you know Robin is in heaven 12 years ago, just this past Christmas. But boy, did she leave a lot of beauty here. Well, Randy has an incredible family. He's now a grandfather, has 3 grandchildren, no telling how many more will be coming. He's got 4 children all married. But Randy is such a blessing, and he finds such joy in reaching out to you to let you know what you do. He's been all over the world with the missions. His heart is so full of helping the overlooked. He said to me this week, Dad, Jesus, God wants us to help the overlooked, the poor. That's his heart. Well, it's the heart of our viewers. Please, know that Betty not gonna be here. You're gonna see Randy some. You're gonna see Tammy some. I've helped her. You know, she lost her husband shortly after they married. He drowned and he was a swimmer and they didn't even find him for days. They were just on a fun little, almost like a honeymoon vacation. And God had restored. God let us be a blessing to her during those days. Now she's joined us, but she's been all over the world with us. And what a blessing. They have been helping us while I'm trying to keep helping leaders. And I'm not failing. God is giving me blessings to see leaders all over this country and all over the world transformed by the love of God. And you're beginning to see it pop up all over America. And you ain't seen nothing yet. So keep praying. You see something that concerns you, pray. Betty, I've seen people that nobody could access personally, but I've accessed them prayerfully. And I've watched people you would not think could ever change. I watched them totally change. And they're beginning to move in a direction that moves millions of people with them because they can see the wisdom and the effect of it. We're going to show our viewers something that always tears our heart out. And this is the first week for us to talk about it now. It's Rescue Life, the first week this year. And this has been something we've been doing now for years, rescuing children from sexual trafficking all over the world. We have an opportunity to establish another life center in Asia. And this is a miracle house for children that never had a place. We're going to give them not only a place to experience love and teaching and truth, but to be like a family. But we need to fix this beautiful place up. It's going to be beautiful. And we want to help these children. It costs $128 to rescue a child from sexual trafficking, to reach them and begin to restore them and give them a future. Would you right now help us rescue as many children as you can? $128 will rescue one. $1,280, $10. Can you do that? Could you help us raise the over $1 million, $1.2 million, to rebuild and reestablish a beautiful building that will give a home to so many children? 50 children. It'll give them a home, and it'll be a beautiful home, full of the love of God. Would you help us watch this closely and do what God leads you to do? Please.
Children should be protected, nurtured, and be able to live in a safe environment. But there is a dark and evil presence that shatters that reality for literally millions of children. It's called sex trafficking.
These are kids that are forced to work all sorts of hours of the night and day. These are kids that have been forced to have sex with people, and they're being abused, and they're being photographed and doing things that no child should ever have to do.
To combat this evil force, Life Outreach has partnered with ministries who are committed to reaching, rescuing, and restoring the lives of children and young girls who have been trafficked. Recently, Tammy Trent and John Yates visited our beautiful Life Center in Southeast Asia. It is a safe haven for children, many of whom have suffered at the hands of child predators. Our team had a chance to play with the children and to join them in their praise and worship. While at our Life Center, John and Tammy learned how the healing process begins for children who have suffered the horrors of being trafficked.
So as you can see over my shoulder, Tammy is in a room with a caregiver and a child. But this is not just any room. This is a very special room for children that have suffered the trauma of child sex trafficking. These children are brought into this safe place where they will be able to tell their stories to a therapist that has built trust over weeks of periods of time. And those children's stories will be able to be utilized to bring justice inside of a trauma that no child should ever have to face. Because of your generosity, we've been able to build some of the most state-of-the-art facilities that are tools in the hands of missionaries to bring healing and hope and restoration to the heart of a child that has suffered in a way that no human should ever have to suffer.
There are thousands of children who are suffering right now at the hands of sex predators, and we need your help to continue our work of reaching, rescuing, and restoring the lives of these precious ones.
Those are such beautiful, precious children, and the fact that we get to put God's arms around them and you make it possible. We're going to need $1,250,000 to restore another beautiful facility. And like several that we have in other places, one of them is probably the most fabulous recovery center for children anywhere in the world, and you built it. And we want to thank you for all of you've done, but we need help with this one. And we need $128 to rescue a child, and I pray for many to give $1,280 to rescue 10. Betty, we need the help of our viewers, and we've asked, and they've prayed, and they've extended the loving hands of God, and they have changed girls, mostly girls, sometimes boys, who never had a chance at freedom, and they have truly given them freedom.
And I hope you will continue to help us if you have been, or if this is the first time. I hope you feel inspired by God as you look at these precious little ones and how traumatized they are, the lifestyle that they were forced into, never wanted. We're trying to find a place for them to come. It's not just a building we want to build. It's a safe haven. It's a true home, James, a place filled with love and safety and calmness and peace, and a place for them to be the children that God wants them to be, to have a chance to grow up in love and not to be afraid, not to be abused. So please help us, if you will. Let's do it. We can do it together.
I don't know what you're able to do, but we always want to reach out to you, and we want to send you for any gift you make to help us rescue these precious children and to literally finish out that building that we've been allowed to utilize for the children. Sleep on this. Evening Reflections from God's Word by Dr. David Jeremiah. Dr. Jeremiah is one of our best friends, and we love him. You are going to be blessed like you can't believe by reflections every evening. And there's audio of those devotionals too. So please make a gift and we'll send this to you. We also have ceramic coffee cups. Aren't these beautiful?
I love the size.
And we're sending these to those of you who will make a gift, $128 or more. And then we have the beautiful Lion of Judah bronze with the cross, which is what gives the Lion of Judah his power, our strength, our life, our future. Would you please right now go get your bank card, go online, dial that number. If you write a check, make it to Life. But please, please give the great gift of life by sharing the love of God with those who have been so overlooked and so abused. Please do it. and I thank you in their behalf.
Innocent children, longing to be loved and cared for, are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah, and I'm excited to share a new resource with you. It's called Sleep on This, an evening devotion I wrote to help you reflect on God's Word just before you rest for the night. I hope you'll request a copy of Sleep on This today. Be assured that you will be helping advance the kingdom of God. God bless you.
Betty, I'm praying for a miracle. Thank you for watching Life Today. Thank you for praying for us and for our family, our children, and those beautiful grandchildren. And we pray for you and your family and your challenges. And our whole prayer team does this. So don't you ever fail to call that prayer line if you need it. Thank you so much for your help. Don't miss tomorrow. I'm going to show you what the enemy does that only God can undo. And he's anxious to do it.
Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.